Coffee Break Italian, Season 2, Episode 13.
Buongiorno a tutti e benvenuti a Coffee Break Italian.
Welcome indeed to Coffee Break Italian. We are back with another episode for you. This is our second season. This is our 13th episode in our second season. And my name is Mark.
I see. My name is Francesca.
And what is your name?
My name's Ayla.
Sounds like English lesson number one.
English lesson number one. But no, we're here to teach you Italian. We're here to help you learn Italian. Ayla's learning with us. I'm your teacher and Francesca, our wonderful native speaker. If this happens to be the first ever episode of Coffee Break Italian you've come across, well, do head over to iTunes or Stitcher Radio or wherever you get your podcasts and download our very first episode. But if you're a regular listener, then you'll just be wanting to get on with the lesson, I'm sure. Francesca, tutto bene?
Bene, bene, grazie.
Tu sei appena arrivata, tornata dall'Italia?
Dall'Italia, sì.
Com'è andata tutto?
Tutto benissimo, sì, faceva molto caldo e sono stata a un matrimonio.
Ah, un matrimonio?
Sì, anzi, un matrimonio di... Beh, è una mia amica di Glasgow,
sì.
Ma lei è tedesca, si chiama Beatrice.
Buongiorno Beatrice.
Sì, e ha sposato un mio amico italiano, Matteo.
Ah, che bello.
Sì, e Beatrice usa Coffee Break Italian.
Allora, buongiorno Beatrice.
Sì, sì, e quindi sono andata al matrimonio di Beatrice e Matteo a Varese, vicino a Milano.
Ok, Ayla, did you get all of that?
I got the gist of it, I think.
Okay, so Francesca's friend Beatrice,
yes,
who got married in Italian, not in Italian, but in Italy,
yes,
to your other friend,
Matteo.
And the crucial thing here is that Beatrice is a listener of Coffee Break Italian.
Sì, sì, because she's German.
Because she's German.
Yeah. Well, she wants to speak Italian. She wants to argue in Italian with her husband.
Molto importante. Okay, molto importante, but it's not the particular adjective that we're looking at today. We're looking at quello and questo and lots more. So I think after that little introduction, which of course included lots of Italian, I think it's time to get started. As usual, we'll begin with the presentation in which Francesca and I will talk about quello and questo, and then we'll return for some practice with Ayla. Tutto bene?
Sì, tutto bene.
Allora, mettiamoci al lavoro.
E io vi ascolto.
Okay, in this presentation section, we're going to be looking at questo and quello. What's the official term for these words?
Demonstrative adjectives.
Yeah, it sounds terribly posh. Demonstrative adjectives. We're also going to be mentioning demonstrative pronouns.
Sì, sì.
You're thinking, oh no, bring back all those lovely verbs. But actually, these are really straightforward,
sì,
especially because we've already learned so much about adjectives in the past few lessons. Let's begin with questo, meaning this. And let's go through the examples of a masculine singular, a feminine singular, a masculine plural, and a feminine plural.
Okay.
So this book.
Questo libro.
This house.
Questa casa.
These ice creams.
Questi gelati.
These girls.
Queste ragazze.
Okay, so there we've got the masculine form, questo, the feminine form, questa, the masculine plural form, questi, and the feminine plural form, queste. Very straightforward, regular as can be.
Sì.
We like this one.
We love it.
Let's try a couple of translations and we'll let our listeners work out what these translations would be. So number one, let's think about, I would like to try on these trousers, please. Francesca, can you help us here? I would like to try on these trousers, please.
Vorrei provare questi pantaloni, per favore.
Okay, vorrei provare. I would like to try on questi. It's questi because pantaloni are masculine plural. Questi pantaloni, per favore. Okay, what about this coffee is not very good.
Questo caffè non è molto buono.
Okay, turning this around a little, how would we say this coffee is not a good coffee? Francesca?
Questo caffè Non è un buon caffè.
Non è un buon caffè. It's a little more tricky when we put the buon before the adjective, before the noun rather, as an adjective
the
before the noun. Ok, questo caffè non è molto buono, or questo caffè non è un buon caffè.
Perfetto.
One more example. In this city there aren't many restaurants. Ok, Francesca.
In questa città non ci sono molti ristoranti.
So in this city, in questa città, non ci sono molti ristoranti. There aren't many restaurants. This is great practice for our adjectives too.
Sì.
Okay, so that's questo as an adjective, a demonstrative adjective. But questo can also be used as a pronoun.
Sì.
Now, it's quite possible that our listeners might be wondering what's the difference between an adjective and a pronoun. Well, the adjective is always going with a noun. Questo caffè, questa città, questi pantaloni. But when it's a pronoun, we don't include the noun. It stands for the noun. It sits on its own. So this one, in English we say this one. But in Italian, what do you do?
We just use the demonstrative adjectives as they are.
So as the pronoun.
Yes, and just without a noun.
So we can just say questo.
Questo, sì.
And that means this one, this talking one. About a masculine thing.
Sì.
Questa.
Sì.
This one, talking about a feminine thing. Questi and questi and so
esatto.
on.
Esatto.
Okay, let's put this into some examples.
Sì.
How would we say, Francesca, this book is interesting, but this one is boring?
Sì, okay. Questo libro è interessante, ma questo è noioso.
Okay, a good word there for boring.
Noioso.
So questo libro è interessante. This book is interesting. Ma questo, but this one, is boring. È noioso.
Sì.
Okay, what about these pens are red, but these ones are blue.
Queste penne sono rosse, ma queste sono blu.
So you imagine someone pointing to a set of pens. Queste penne sono rosse. These ones are red. Ma queste, and I'm actually moving my hands here in the studio pointing
Bravo,
to a different group of pens. Ma queste sono blu. These ones are blue. And then we're also seeing blu there, our non-changeable adjective blu. Okay, is there anything else we need to know about questo, questa, questi, queste?
No, no, we'd better move on to quello, sì.
Okay, so we've learned questo, but now we need to look at quello. And there's a little more to say about quello, but the great news is we know it all already. Because quello works like another adjective that we've seen very recently, at least in its adjectival forms. And that would be?
Bello.
Bello. Quello and bello are quello is the two for the price of one with
sì,
bello.
Sì, sì.
So let's think about quello. It means that. It's the opposite of this, if you like. So questo, this one, or quello, that one, or questo libro, this book. Quello libro is not right.
No, it's like a bello libro is
yeah,
not right.
It doesn't sound right.
Yeah.
So in that case, we say quel libro.
Sì, in the same way we say bel libro.
Exactly. I don't think we need to go into this in too great detail because we've already covered it with bello.
Sì.
Let's just go through some examples. So
okay.
That book.
Quel libro.
That friend.
A male friend.
A male friend, yeah.
Quell'amico.
Quell'amico. Now there, it's a masculine word that is starting with a vowel. And if it were the friend, it would be l'amico.
Sì.
But here we're saying that friend, it's quell'amico, running together.
Sì.
Q-U-E, double L apostrophe, amico. Quell'amico.
Okay.
What about that stereo?
Quello stereo.
Okay, so there we're talking about lo stereo. And that stereo becomes quello stereo. It all makes perfect sense. And moving into the plural, again, if you remember bei and belle and belli,
sì.
Exactly the same thing happens with the masculine plurals. Those books.
Quei libri.
Quei libri. Those friends.
Quegli amici.
So that's the gli form.
Sì.
Okay, all the masculine ones there. Quel libro, quell'amico, quello stereo, quei libri, quegli amici. Let's do the feminine ones. They're slightly easier.
Easier, yes.
That pen.
Quella penna.
Makes sense. Quella penna. That friend, a female friend.
Quell'amica.
So the same thing happens because it would be l'amica.
Sì.
Quell'amica, running it together. Q-U-E, double L apostrophe. And then those pens.
Quelle penne.
quelle penne. Of course, we might be talking about pens, but we also might be talking about pasta.
Pasta, yeah. Sì.
Quelle penne sono deliziose. Okay, let's try some translations. What about, that boy is a friend of Giulia? Okay, Francesca, that boy...
Quel ragazzo...
Is a friend of Giulia.
È un amico di Giulia.
Quel ragazzo, okay? Quel ragazzo. What about, those sports are dangerous? What's the plural form of lo sport?
Gli sport.
Okay, so it's the same. Those sports are dangerous.
Quegli sport... Sono pericolosi.
Quegli, because it's SP, it starts with an SP. Quegli sport sono pericolosi. Dangerous. Dangerous is a word perhaps we've not covered before. I'm just thinking.
Forse.
Pericoloso.
Pericoloso.
Il pericolo is danger.
Danger, sì.
Pericoloso. In this case, they are dangerous. Pericolosi.
Sì.
I like those expensive clothes.
Oh.
Okay, help us, Francesca.
Okay. Mi piacciono quei vestiti costosi or quei vestiti cari.
Okay, so we could use costosi or cari here for expensive. Mi piacciono quei vestiti costosi o cari. Those expensive clothes. Okay, so that's quello as a demonstrative adjective.
Sì.
But we can also use quello as a demonstrative pronoun. When it means that one or those ones. Are there any changes that we need to think about here?
There are, because it's actually easier. It becomes like a normal four-ending adjective when quello works as a pronoun.
And that's because it's not preceding anything.
Yes.
We don't need to worry about what's coming next.
Exactly.
It's just that one. And in this case, then, we're just going to use quello, quella, quelli, and quelle.
Esatto.
So let's try some translations. If I were to say that boy is Italian, but that one is American.
Quel ragazzo è italiano, ma quello è americano.
So there we're seeing both of the quellos running together. The first one running into the noun, quel ragazzo. It's quel ragazzo because it would be il ragazzo.
Esatto.
Ma quello, but that one, it's staying on its own. We're not talking about
sì.
The boy, it's just that one. Quel ragazzo italiano, ma quello è americano.
Esatto.
Let's try another one. Those boots are large, but those ones are tight.
Quegli stivali sono larghi, ma quelli sono stretti.
So here we're seeing stivali,
sì.
Which are boots. I think that's a new word. Stivali, boots. A singular boot would be uno stivale.
Uno stivale, which is also the word for Italy, lo stivale.
Lo stivale, certo. Okay. So the boot. Uno stivale, due stivali.
Sì.
And in this case, those boots, quegli stivali.
Sì.
They are large.
Sono larghi.
Sono larghi. But those ones.
Ma quelli.
Because it's not talking about stivali in this case.
Sì.
But those ones are tight, narrow.
Sono stretti.
Okay, it's quite a tricky sentence. There's a lot going on in there.
But I nostri studenti sono bravi.
Bravissimi. Okay, what about one final one? That plane is fast, but that one is slow.
Quell'aereo è veloce, ma quello è lento.
So here we've got quell'aereo running together because it's a word that begins with a vowel. Quell'aereo. Q-U-E-double-L apostrophe.
Sì.
Quell'aereo è veloce, ma quello è lento.
Sì.
But that one is slow. Now, the chances are you're more likely to come across the idea of this one is such and such and that one
sì.
Is something different. But the reason we're doing that boy is Italian, but that one is American is so that we can see the difference between quel ragazzo and quello, meaning that one.
Esatto, sì.
For example... We might say, this one is interesting, but that one is boring, using two demonstrative
sì,
pronouns.
Sì, sì, sì.
We already know that we're talking about books, and we can say, this one is interesting, but that one is boring.
Questo è interessante, ma quello è noioso.
So they were just using the demonstrative pronouns, perfectly reasonable to do. Okay, that is where we're going to leave this presentation section. We're going to be back in a moment just with Ayla to practice all of this. But for now, grazie e a dopo.
A dopo, sì, ciao. Interrompiamo questa trasmissione per una comunicazione importante. If you'd like to make faster progress with your Italian, don't forget that you can use the premium version of this course, which features video versions of the lessons, comprehensive lesson notes, and bonus listening materials. Allora, cosa aspetti? What are you waiting for? If you'd like to take your Italian to the next level, go to coffeebreakitalianplus.com.
Okay, it's time to put all of this into practice. Ayla, how have you found the whole idea of questo as a demonstrative adjective and a demonstrative pronoun and quello as a demonstrative adjective and pronoun?
Quello is okay because we've already worked on bello, but when it becomes a pronoun, that's when I get a bit confused.
It is a little confusing with the forms that change. Francesca, can you just help us with this, with a run-through of the different forms of questo and quello?
Okay. Questo is a regular four-ending accusative. So questo, questa, questi, queste.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps we should practice this a bit more.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to give Ayla a few words, and okay. I want you to give me that word with the demonstrative adjective questo in the correct form.
Okay? And we'll just leave some time for our listeners to think about this too, okay? So sì. let's have a masculine one first.
Okay, libro.
So this book would be... Ayla.
Questo libro.
Questo libro, this book, good.
Okay, casa.
Ayla, this house would be...
Questa casa.
Yeah, questa casa.
Sì. Fiori.
So that's a masculine plural this time. These flowers.
Questi fiori.
Good.
Okay.
Questi fiori.
Donne.
Okay, so these women. What would that be?
Queste donne.
Okay, perfetto. Queste donne.
Okay, so that's questo. Questi, questa, queste, and so on. What about that book, that house, and so on?
Sì, quello, as Ayla mentioned before, is the same, works in the same way as bello. So basically the final part is similar to the definite article, il, lo, gli. So we really need to watch the beginning of the noun they go together with. For example, again, if we take again the word libro, how do we say that book?
Ayla, can you work this one out?
Quel libro.
Esatto, sì. Quel libro, that book. But there are some slightly different ones with quello, so let's do the other masculine ones first.
Okay. Let's take a spiedino.
That's our word for a skewer. Wait, or a...
It's our new
kebab.
Favorite word.
It's just because we're finally stopped talking about chicken pizza.
Yeah, and it's barbecue time.
So it's lo spiedino. So how would we say that skewer, Ayla?
Quello spiedino?
It's tricky. Spiedino.
Spiedino.
Okay, so that skewer would be?
Quello spiedino.
Okay, quello spiedino.
Sì. And another masculine singular noun, amico. So how do we say that male friend?
Quell'amico.
Bravissima. I remember double L apostrophe and it sounds like one word. Yeah. Quell'amico.
You run that together perfectly, Ayla. Quell'amico, quell'amico. Okay. And what about the plural versions? So let's go back to our flowers.
Okay. So fiori, how do we say those flowers?
Quei fiori.
Quei sì, fiori,
perfetto,
sì.
Quei fiori. E poi students, studenti.
This is the tricky one. So those students.
Quegli studenti.
Ok, quegli studenti, sì.
And we still have the feminine ones to do.
Sì, prendiamo la parola casa.
So that house would be?
Quella casa.
Good, quella casa. And then the feminine plural?
Donne, women.
Those women?
Quelle donne.
Quelle donne, yeah, bounce it each time. Quelle donne.
Quelle donne.
Good.
And if we have a female friend, it's the same. Quell'amica, as quell'amica. In quell'amico.
Certo,
è l'apostrofe.
Okay, I think we should do some more practice of this, and we're going to do so by way of some translations. So, Ayla, Francesca has got two sentences from Italian into English and two from English into Italian. Francesca, can you give Ayla number one?
Okay, numero uno. Questa macchina è piccola, ma quella è grande.
Okay, so here we've got the adjectival form and also a pronoun form. Questa macchina è piccola, ma quella è grande. So think carefully about how you're going to translate that pronoun version. Okay, Ayla, can you have a go?
I'll have a go. I think this one means this car is small, but that one is big.
Exactly, yeah. Quella, you say that one in English, ma quella è grande. We're talking about una macchina. Questa macchina è piccola, ma quella è grande.
Sì.
Okay, Francesca, can we have another translation, please?
Okay, numero due. Hanno paura di quegli animali? Ma non hanno paura di questi.
A good, a very expression that we covered a few weeks ago again. Hanno paura di quegli animali, ma non hanno paura di questi. We'll give our listeners and Ayla some time to think. Okay, Ayla, what about this one? Hanno paura. What does avere paura mean?
To be scared?
Yeah, avere paura, literally to have fear. So, hanno paura, who is scared?
They.
Hanno paura di quegli animali. Translate that part.
They are afraid of those animals?
Yeah.
Sì.
Ma non hanno paura di questi.
But not of these ones.
Yeah, exactly. The questi there is the pronoun, these ones. It stands for the animals, these animals, these ones. Benissimo. Okay, let's go from English into Italian, really testing your understanding here, Ayla.
Okay, allora numero tre. That passport is Australian, but that one is Irish.
Okay, really tricky here. That passport is Australian. Now there you're using the adjective form, but that one, the pronoun form, is Irish. We'll give you some time to think about this. Okay, Ayla, have a go at the first part. That passport.
Quel passaporto.
Quel passaporto, uh-huh, is Australian.
È australiano.
Mm-hmm. But that one.
Ma quello è irlandese?
Is Irish, yeah, well done. Ma quello, in this case, it's the demonstrative pronoun form there, quello. It's the adjectival form, that's quel passaporto. But when it's used in the pronoun form, it's quello. Quel passaporto è australiano, ma quello è irlandese. Benissimo.
Sì, ok. Ancora una.
Sì.
Numero quattro. Do you prefer this or that? And it's a masculine this or that.
Okay,
so imagine you have a, I don't know, a glass of wine,
okay,
or a spritz.
Okay, so do you prefer this or that? And you might also want to think about this as this one or that one. Okay, do you prefer this or that? Okay, Ayla, what would this one be?
Preferisci questo o quello?
Sì, sì, esatto.
Sì, preferisci questo o quello?
A very useful phrase, regardless of whether you're talking about drinks or whether you're talking about books or whatever it happens to be.
Sì.
Do you prefer this one or that one? Right. Okay, Ayla, we've got a little challenge for you because I think now we're going to have a conversation and I'm going to help you with the conversation because I'm going to feed you some lines here. And Francesca is going to be a shop assistant working in a newsagent's. And I'm going to tell you, Ayla, what you're going to have to say in this conversation.
Okay.
Okay. Francesca, this is okay. You can come up with the... I don't really need to tell you what you're going to do.
Okay, I'll use my imagination.
Your imagination. Okay, so we're in a newsagent's or in a tabaqueria. And Ayla, you're going to be asking for postcards. Can you remember what postcards are in Italian?
Is it cartoline?
Cartoline. Okay, so how would you say, hello, do you have postcards of Palermo? Let's imagine you're in Sicily and you're asking for postcards of Palermo.
Buongiorno, avete cartoline di Palermo?
Sì, okay, now say it to Francesca, the shop assistant.
Buongiorno, avete cartoline di Palermo?
Certo, queste sono nuove e molto belle.
Okay, so did you understand that?
Yes, she's saying these ones are new and very beautiful.
Good, so queste, the demonstrative pronoun there. Lovely, Francesca, brava.
Grazie, grazie. Okay.
Right, so let's swap this around and think about those ones. Let's imagine there are other postcards in the window. How would you say, and those ones in the window? Do you remember the word for a shop window? We've covered that at one point.
Vetrina?
Vetrina, sì, vetrina. So you would say in vetrina, in the shop window. So those ones, talking about le cartoline, would be?
E quelle?
Sì, e quelle?
In vetrina.
Sì, certo, ok, dai.
E quelle in vetrina?
Quelle sono cartoline di Messina, Siracusa e Catania.
Ok, so three different places in Sicily. How much are they? Ask them how much they are.
E quanto costano?
Queste costano 50 centesimi l'una e quelle invece 70.
Okay, that's quite tricky. You're testing Ayla's comprehension here.
Sì.
Queste costano 50 centesimi l'una. So these cost 50 cents each one. And then she said, quelle invece, what was the price?
70.
So those ones, on the other hand, are?
70 cents?
Yes, 70 cents. Okay, so...
Mark, mm-hmm. I forgot to say something.
All right, okay.
To my customer.
Yeah, prego.
Dimenticavo, signora. Abbiamo anche questa cartolina di tutta la Sicilia, però è l'ultima.
Ah, interesting, interesting. So first of all, Francesca said there, or sorry, the shop assistant said, dimenticavo, I was forgetting. Okay, say the next part again, Francesca.
Abbiamo anche questa cartolina di tutta la Sicilia, però è l'ultima.
So, did you get that? We also have questa cartolina.
These postcards?
The singular.
One postcard?
This postcard, okay. Questa cartolina di tutta la Sicilia.
Of the whole of Sicilia?
Sicilia, Sicily is the island of Sicily. But she said...
Però è l'ultima.
But it's the best or the nicest?
I get where you're going with the ultimate. It's the ultimate in all postcards. But ultima simply means it's the last one. She's only got one left.
Okay.
And I'm guessing it's a little bit ragged around the edges.
Yeah. From the 70s.
Okay, Ayla, I think perhaps you could say, I prefer the postcards of Palermo.
Preferisco le cartoline di Palermo.
Okay, Ayla, just watch. I prefer, preferisco. You prefer, preferisci. You're kind of mixing the two up there. Preferisco le cartoline di Palermo.
Preferisco le cartoline di Palermo.
Va bene.
Okay, there's one more thing. I want you to ask, do you have stamps? Can you remember the word for stamps?
Francobolli?
Yeah. So, do you have stamps?
Avete francobolli?
Sì, certo. Quelli per l'Italia costano 80 centesimi e quelli per l'estero un euro.
Okay, so there's two different type of stamp here. Quelli per l'Italia costano 80 centesimi. What's going on there?
Does that mean if you're sending it somewhere in Italy, it costs 80 cents?
Yep, so those ones for Italy cost 80 cents. Quelli per l'estero, un euro. Where do you think l'estero is?
Somewhere else, yeah. Another country.
Abroad. Okay, so a foreign stamp. Quelli per l'estero, un euro. Okay, perhaps there are other stamps. I'm thinking of a situation here. Sometimes in this kind of scenario, you have other stamps which look completely different. And I want you to ask, imagine you've seen these other stamps which look very colourful and very exciting and very okay. attractive, and you're wondering why they are different. So I want you to ask why those stamps are different. Try that.
Perché quei francobolli sono diversi?
Brava!
Sì. Brava. Oh, wow, che bella figura!
Ok, Francesca, perché sono diversi questi francobolli?
Perché sono i francobolli per i collezionisti.
Ok, Ayla, do you know what's happening here? They're stamps particularly for?
Collezionisti.
For collection or?
For people who?
Collection stamps.
Yeah, people for collectors, so people who collect stamps. Ok, so you say, I've understood.
Ho capito.
And then say, okay, well, 5 postcards of Palermo and 5 stamps for abroad.
Va bene. Allora, 5 cartoline di Palermo e
watch your Spanish.
E 5 francobolli per l'estero.
L'estero. Brava. Okay, right. We're going to pause this. We're going to transcribe what we've come up with here, and then we're going to do the conversation fluently. Va bene?
Va bene.
Okay, it's time to go back through this conversation, this time with no stops. Over to you, Ayla.
Buongiorno. Avete cartolini di Palermo?
Certo, queste sono nuove e molto belle.
E quelle in vetrina?
Quelle sono cartoline di Messina, Siracusa e Catania.
E quanto costano?
Queste costano 50 centesimi l'una. Quelle invece 70. Ah, dimenticavo, abbiamo anche questa cartolina di tutta la Sicilia, però è l'ultima.
Preferisco le cartoline di Palermo.
Va bene.
Avete francobolli?
Sì, quelli per l'Italia costano 80 centesimi, quelli per l'estero un euro.
Perché quei francobolli sono diversi?
Sono i francobolli per i collezionisti.
Ah, ho capito. Va bene, allora 5 cartoline di Palermo e 5 francobolli per l'estero.
Bravissima, Ayla. Well done.
That's... Sì, è proprio brava la nostra Ayla.
Grazie.
Esatto. That's it for this episode. There is, of course, a full transcript of this conversation and indeed the whole content of our lesson in our lesson notes. And they're part of our premium version of Coffee Break Italian Season 2. There's also the video version of each lesson and the bonus audio, which will help you test what you've learned with some translations. You can find out everything you need to know about the bonus version at coffeebreakitalianplus.com.
And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook. That's at facebook.com/coffeebreakitalian.
And if you are on Twitter, we are at Learn Italian.
We will be back again soon with more Coffee Break Italian for you. We hope that at some point you're getting the opportunity to put what you're learning into practice. But you can do so with more episodes of Coffee Break Italian coming very soon. Grazie e arrivederci.
Ciao, ciao.
Alla prossima.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.